The chief of operations for the U.S. military, Lieutenant General James Conway, says the U.S. forces trying to root out insurgents in the northwestern corner of Ulaanbaatar province are engaged in what he calls a significant battle against a willful and capable insurgency. In this offensive, codenamed Operation Matador, General Conway says the U.S. military is finding some new developments among the insurgents.
There are reports that these people are in uniforms, in some cases are wearing protective vests, and there's some suspicion that their training exceeds that of what we have seen with other engagements further east.
The general later said the reference to uniforms was one line out of one report, and he could not say what type of uniforms they were. He also said the presence of some uniforms does not change the character of the overall insurgency, which is a guerrilla type of force. But he said these insurgents in western Ulaanbaatar province are standing and fighting, and even launched a counteroffensive, rather than fleeing, as many insurgents have done in the past when faced with a coalition offensive.
It's an interesting development. I think time will tell what happens here, whether or not they will attempt now to flee the battlefield if they sense that they are surrounded and can be sacrificed. If they are intending on being martyred, that has to be cranked into the equation with this particular enemy.
General Conway says well-organized groups of insurgents have stood and fought before, notably in Fallujah, but that is not the usual pattern. He also reported that Iraqi forces have not been involved in the offensive in western Ulaanbaatar province. He said the region is outside their usual area of operation, but they might be sent to the area later. The general also said there are indications that some Sunnis in the region want to join the political process, and that the insurgents are engaged in what he called an intimidation campaign against those people.
It is a region that is in turmoil, in some regards, in conflict with itself. And we're starting to see that, as a matter of fact, in some of the reporting, where even some of the Sunni elements are starting to have conflict with each other over which direction the province should go.
On Monday, the new governor of Ulaanbaatar province was kidnapped, and some reports say the move was part of a conflict between pro- and anti-insurgency clans. General Conway could not confirm that. Officers in western Iraq reported on Monday that information from captured documents and insurgents was helping them expand their operation to attack more insurgent targets. On Tuesday, General Conway said the coalition is also getting more information from ordinary Iraqis. He said Iraqi forces recently took over answering phones at a tip line people can call to provide information anonymously. He said the number of calls increased tenfold in the first week of Iraqi operations. Al Pessin, VOA News, at the Pentagon.